does last year offer any more motivation for you than normal?
Yeah, I mean, I think naturally you're, you know, you're motivated anytime you play a team that that beat you last year. But being motivated or being mad doesn't mean anything if you don't go out there and execute and do your job. So it's a really good football team we're playing. Like I said, they're tough at home, and we have different players. You know, and Emmanuel Sanders, you know, wasn't here last year. Clady, you know, wasn't here, you know, for the majority of the season. So I think everybody kind of, you know, has different ways to get, you know, motivated for this game. And so whatever they got to do to get ready to play solid football. You make a lot of mistakes in this game. It sure is tough to beat a good team like them.
When you look at other aspects of the scrum policy, I'm sure you're happy about the part that got last back, but another big part is the HTH testing.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that being included in something that you started in the next game?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I haven't studied up on it as much because it's, I mean, like I said, I didn't know what was going to happen today, and I haven't seen any official document or language. You know, usually they give us any type of new rules, they'll put that in our playbooks and put that on our iPads and keep us abreast. And so I haven't. I guess I'm not able to give you a good answer because I haven't seen the language. Yeah, I mean, I haven't played up there, you know, a ton. You know, I couldn't give you as good an answer as, you know, Carson Palmer or somebody who's, you know, played a long time in the division. But, you know, the times that I have played up there, it is loud. It's hard to speak to, you know, what it is. Obviously, the fans are into it. They're loud. And, you know, sometimes the way stadiums are built, you know, makes for a little bit louder. Certainly they've given the fans a lot to cheer about. You know, when you play well, fans can be loud as well. So it's, you know, it's something you have to concentrate on, prepare during the week, you know, and like I said, be on the same page and work extra hard on communicating and lip reading and, you know, whatever you got to do to, so all 11 guys are trying to do the same thing.
Is the music extra loud here this week?
I guess you have to ask, is that Mike? Mike, the assistant strength coach, is in charge of volume. So I don't know who you have to go through to. I think he has his own publicist. So who you have to go through to get an interview with him. So, but yeah, it could be. I mean, it probably makes sense for it to be because it is, I think it is a loud place to play.
Last one, Brandon.
I guess you probably have to speak to the player, I guess. I mean, every player, you know, has individual, you know, feelings and emotions or whatnot. So, you know, this is a Wednesday. Like I said, we just found out, got a new receiver, you know, back, and that changes things. And we're still, you know, like I said, figuring out kind of what things we like offensively. And so, you know, just, you know, 10 minutes off the practice field, you know, you got a lot, you know, kind of going on your mind as far as the offense and what you have to do. And so I think I still think it's, you know, you have to try to simplify it in some ways and try to find a way to protect the ball, score some touchdowns in the red zone, and stay out of a lot of third and longs. I think if you, you know, don't do those things, it's tough to beat a good football team like them.
Hey, last week you asked me about 500 touchdowns, you know, Marvin Harrison, UT, guys like that. But have you gone back and looked at the guys you're going from 1-2, do you know how many it is, and can you pick off some of those names?
Yeah, I haven't looked. I was actually, yeah, believe it or not, I had a few minutes to think about some of the non, I guess, you know, I mean, and Marvin's got like 120, you know, 13 of them or something, but
112,
yeah. Yeah, a guy named Trevor Inslee, you know, he caught one. Of course, Mitch Unrein would be in that category. Got there's a tight end named Mike Roberg in there.
Tom Santee,
Lamont Warren. You know, I have not seen Mike Roberg in quite a long time. I'll say that. Dilger only has one?
No, Dilger threw one to Harris.
Oh, Dilger threw one. That's exactly right. Yeah, Dilger threw one. I do remember that. Yeah, so
Tom
Sandy from Virginia. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I can.
Dijon Robinson.
Yeah. I can actually, the scary thing is I can actually remember the touchdown. I can remember where they are. Dijon Robinson caught a goal line naked against New England. In New England. Fake bootleg left, rolled right, wide open because nobody thought we were going to be throwing it to Dijon Robinson. So, like I said, I can't remember if a lot of things that, you know, important things. I have a lot of useless information in my mind, but I can remember Trevor Inslee caught it down up the left sideline against Atlanta on a fake screen pass. So it's actually a very disturbing memory. It really bothers me.
What'd you have for breakfast?
So, yeah, exactly. I couldn't tell you.